Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
We are going to get to the message, and we are going to go to the vision, and then we're going to look at 1 Timothy chapter 4. So go with me to our vision, if you would, Mariette. And we always stand up for the vision in honoring God's word and His will and His ways. We want to honor Him. Amen? Okay. To build a people.
Establishing God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit
in the bond of peace. All right. You see, here's the idea. It says we want to build people according to His word, right? And it says in Psalms 126 or 127, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain. They labor in vain. The word vain, remember? Like a bubble that bursts. A lot of people are building their life the way they want to. They're living in a bubble, and things aren't working. And they're wondering why everything's not working. Well, you see, you can't build your own house. You have to go to the source. God has to build your house. You seeing that? They labor in vain. So in other words, when you labor in vain, that's pride. And that's like a bubble that bursts. Nothing will last that you do in your own strength. You have to do it through God. You see that? We want God to build the house. Amen. That's why we need to be in a church where God's word is authority. Yes. And so what happens is now we get the revelation. When you're in this bubble, a lot of people living in a bubble thinking life goes the way they want it to. Or the way they think, or their own opinion. It doesn't work that way. Amen. It only works with God's revelation. You are designed and created to live with revelation from God. Revelation is truth about who you are and who you were created and designed to be. And revelation is, the word revelation means to reveal what's on the mind of God to the church for direction. You get direction for life through revelation. You can make wise decisions. You can have understanding. You can have discernment. And you can stay married to one person all of your life. Amen. When you understand the way God does things. And God has designed us. Am I making sense?
Yes.
See, when you don't have that government in place, you don't have that revelation governing you, you're willy-nilly. You're just full of anxiety. This is why people commit crime, murder, all these things take place because there's no government. We need God to govern our souls. And that's what he's calling us to. He wants to govern your soul. And that's what the Bible is. It's a book on how to govern your soul. Are you with me? All right. This is 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies of hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be as received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with what?
Thanksgiving.
We're in the Thanksgiving week, and we're talking about it today. Now listen. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. So let's think about this. It says, now the Spirit, go back to verse 1 if you would. We're talking about discerning spirits. Now the Spirit, capital S, that's the Holy Spirit. When's now?
Now
is right now. I looked up in Hebrew, and I looked up the Greek word for now, and it means now. Now. Now, the Spirit expressly says that in latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Remember, we talked about deception last week and how deception is. The way deception works is you don't know you're deceived. When you're deceived, you don't know it. So that's why you need to stay plugged in to a Bible-believing church and keep growing in the knowledge of God. Because people will help you and show you. We need relationships. Remember, proximity is healthy. When you're in close proximity with people, you grow and you mature. But when you're always trying to isolate yourself, that's you seeking your own desires. And that doesn't work. We have to be around people, God's people. And it helps us to not be deceived. Now look at this. Now the Spirit expressly says, in the latter days some will fall away from depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Teachings, the word doctrines is teachings of demons. And catch this. The devil uses people and God uses people. So you're going to have people coming in here at times trying to teach you something that's not from God. But if you stay long enough, they'll leave because it ain't going to work. Because you got tares and wheat growing up in the same field, Jesus said, right? But you're going to have to discern who's the wheat, who's got the fruit, and who doesn't. So that's what we have to be discerning. Amen? Now look, give me the next one. Speaking lies of hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Now, I think this is really good. Hypocrisy means false face. So, or actor. So a hypocrite is somebody who's acting like they're somebody, but they're not. They dress like sheep, smell like sheep, look like sheep, but they're not sheep. Or they're a wolf in sheep's clothing. Now look, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. I love this. Your conscience, this is how your conscience works. You have a conscience and a subconscious. Your conscience downloads information into your subconscious. You see that? And if your conscience is downloading lies into your subconscious, that's what you live out of. You live out of your subconscious. And that resides in your soul. That's where you live. So the idea is, you get these lies in your conscience. These people who are bringing these lies, their conscience is seared with a hot iron. Now pay attention. Think about this. Their conscience is seared with a hot iron. The word seared is the word cauterized. If you go to the hospital and you get operated on and you get cut and you're bleeding, they will cauterize the cut to stop the bleeding. When I had surgery on my lip being removed, they had to cauterize my lip to stop it from bleeding. And it stopped it. So it doesn't leak. So this is what's going on with these people speaking lies in their own minds and conscience. They're believing these lies and they can't leak down into their subconscious. You see this? They're believing all these lies and they're bringing it in. Did you catch that? When you live out of your subconscious, think about this. I came to church today. I didn't even have to think about how to get here. Boop, I'm here. Didn't even think about it. I'm living out of my subconscious. That's the way God has designed you. You should have so much of God's word in your conscience that you live and you treat people. You encourage people. You build them up out of your subconscious because you have so much. You have a God conscience, not a sin conscience. See, your sins have been forgiven. You see what was going on with the young lady? She had a sin conscience and thought she couldn't come up here and be baptized. But when you know God has purged you from your sin, you have a God conscience. And now you're free. And it liberates you to be what God created you to be. Did you get that? This is huge. This is huge. Now watch. Give me the next one. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving. With what? Thanksgiving. By those who believe and know the truth. See, those who believe and know the truth express thanksgiving. Because thanksgiving is really an exercise that God has designed for you to live by. To be thankful. Give me the next one. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. There it is. Thanksgiving. Give me the next one. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Now, this is good stuff. When you give thanks, everything God has created is good. You are connecting with God, and He is blessing you. Because you're identifying Him as your source. You're giving thanks to God. You see that? And now that makes God pleasing over you, and He is helping you in your life. Now pay attention to this. And that's called sanctification. You see, a lot of people don't believe in sanctification. But we're believers in sanctification. The Bible teaches sanctification. There's some churches that don't, they believe once saved, always saved. We've got to watch with that. That's a terminology we have to be careful with. Because, and I believe in once saved, always saved, but you've got to continue to be saved. You see that? You have to continue. Says the message of the cross is foolishness to those who perish, but to those of us who believe, it is the power of God to those who are being saved. Saved, past tense. You have to keep hearing the message and receiving God's word daily and weekly and putting it in you, and it saves you from being something that you weren't created to be. And that's why he says in Jeremiah 1:5, he says, that he knew you, he sanctified you, he ordained you. You see that? Before you were even born, he sanctified you. So now when you're being sanctified, you're becoming who he created you to be. Did you catch what I just said? Now you're becoming who he created you to be through the sanctification. That's why it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it says we are bound to give thanks. To give thanks. There it is again. To give thanks. Because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which you were called by our gospel, that you may obtain the glory of God. Amen. What's glory? What God originated and aided and intended. God wants you to become everything he originally intended your life to be. It's going to happen through sanctification and God's word over you. Are you catching this? Did you get what I just said? That's the gospel. That's huge right there. He calls you with the good news to come to him. That's what some of these young people, they're hearing the good news and coming to him because the word of God is calling them, summoning you. He's calling you. He has a plan and purpose for your life, not to be miserable, broke, busted, and disgusted, but to be everything God created you to be. Now watch this. So now, sanctified. Man, I can't get off of that. We're sanctified by the word of God and prayer. John 17 says, sanctify them with your truth, for your word is truth. Now get a hold of this, what I'm getting ready to say. Sanctification, when you do the etymology on this word, sanctification was a word that kings and their fiancés would use, that they had to go through the sanctification process before they married the king. Did you hear what I just said? So they had to be sanctified before they married the king. So the women that were going to marry these kings, they had to be the betrothal period. They had to learn how to talk. They had to learn how to dress. They had to learn how to eat, how to hold their forks different, how to do all these things different than the way they used to. They had to change all these things because they were in the sanctification process and they were going to marry the king. Well, some of them in the process said, that king's not worth it. I'm not going to go through all this. Heck with him. But the ones who went through the process of sanctification married the king. And when they married the king, they got everything the king had. Are you listening to me? Yes. That's what's going on right now. We're waiting on the king. We're in the sanctification process. There's going to be a wedding. And we're the bride and he's the groom. The king is coming. Are you with me? Yes. I'll tell you what, that's worth shouting about right there. The king is coming. And we're in the sanctification process. Now look at this. All right, that makes me want to get excited, I tell you what. Let's look at this. Go with me to Colossians 3, 16 and 17 real quick. Now, Paul was teaching in Colossians, the Colossian church, and heresies and false teachers were coming in there, teaching wrong things again, and this portion of scripture is about character. And he taught about meekness and long-suffering and forgiving. He taught about this in this chapter. But then he ended it with this. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. What's wisdom, remember? Wisdom is right information applied. Right information applied. Proverbs 4:7 says, in all you're getting, get wisdom. When we get God's wisdom, we're getting right information and we can apply it in our life. In all wisdom, teaching. That's why we're a teaching church. He says, go into all the world and preach the gospel, teaching them to observe all his commands. We ought to be teaching. It needs to be teaching in the church. A lot of churches aren't about teaching. We believe that. It's the Holy Spirit that's the teacher. But we got to do our part. We got to study and invest our lives enough in the Bible that we can extrapolate what God is saying out of there and not what somebody else is saying. Am I making sense? Yes. Come on now. Watch this. Admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. This is the way we're supposed to live. Give me the next one. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Doing what? Giving thanks to God the Father through him. Now think about this. God wants you, whatever you do, you need to go to work with God's word richly dwelling in you. That's where you're supposed to be a witness. You're supposed to show them you're waiting on the king coming. You're supposed to show them when they mistreat you, I got something better for you. You're supposed to treat them better than what they're giving you. Amen. That's what grace is. I'm going to give you better than what you're giving me. When you mistreat me, I'm going to pray for you and bless you. That's why it says, bless those who persecute you and despitefully use you. The word bless literally means to speak well of. I'm going to speak well of you. I'm going to look for the good in you, and I'm going to speak about it. Did you hear me? What happens when people don't understand? They get mad and want to get in strife and argue. You see, now they're in their own bubble. Now they're not building their life on what God, they're doing their own thing. Come on, am I made? All strife is of the devil, the Bible says. By pride only comes strife. Proverbs 10:13. Only comes strife. Strife will destroy. Strife destroys. Now watch this. Did you get what I just said? We should live in a way. You can shovel crap and be happy. You see, your soul is created and designed to be satisfied. Not on your outward circumstances, not on how much money you have in the bank, not on everything you have, but from God. Only God can satisfy your soul. Your soul is constantly craving and craving constantly. Now get a hold of this. The word soul is the word nephesh, the Hebrew word, nephesh in the Hebrew. And in the New Testament, it's psuche. That's where we get the word psychology and psychiatry. But in the Old Testament, it's the word nephesh, N-E-P-H-E-S-H. It means mouth. It means mouth. It means throat. It means craving. Craving. So your soul is constantly craving. Constantly craving. You are the one. You have to be the one who governs it and says, okay, I'm going to go with Christ. Do you hear me? That's why it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's why you want to let the word of Christ dwell in you so you can know how to react and respond to these people who are living the way they're living, and you're just trying to be a witness for Christ. Now think about this. So, your soul is constantly craving. Now think about this. In Genesis 34, a guy named Shechem, he raped a gal named Dinah. It says his nephesh was craving her. He raped her and violated her. You see, when you aren't putting something in your soul to keep it going in the right place. The Bible says in James 1:21, the implanted word has been given to us to save our souls. When you're not doing your part, your soul is wandering. It's looking for something. Constantly, round the clock. That's why we have to understand the saving of our soul. It has to do with your mouth. Sometimes you got to watch what you say. It says life and death are in the power of your tongue. What you're saying. Oh my goodness. This is good stuff. Give me James 1:17 real quick. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Did you hear that? And comes down from the Father of lights. He's the Father of lights. With whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. He's the Father of lights. Did you get that? Yes. Every good gift. Everything that's good in your life has come from God. You know what the antithesis of good, of gratitude and thankfulness is? Entitlement. That is a big problem today. People think they're entitled to what they have. That right there is a lie. And that's deception. And your conscience will be seared with that life if you're not careful. You're not entitled to anything. And when you do that, your soul will suffer. When you feel entitled, your soul is going to be suffering all the time because you think you deserve more. I remember reading in a book Bill Hybels, he was into that nautical stuff, you know, he had his own boat. And so he was pulled into this harbor, and there was this big boat in this harbor. And it was like a couple million-dollar yacht. And this guy standing out on the front of it, on his yacht. And if you're into boats and ships and things, you know that names for them boats and ship mean everything about that boat. Am I talking the truth? Yep. She knows. So guess what was on his boat? Deserved. He's up there. Can you see this guy? Doesn't that make you want to barf? You see that? His boat was bigger than everybody else's. I deserve it. What? No. We don't deserve anything. Every good, and he didn't realize where it was coming from. Amen. Come on. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Come on. When you're deceived, you don't even know it. Now watch this. With whom there is no variation or shadow of God's never going to change. All good gifts come from him. That's why I think about this. If it's your mouth, it's part of your soul. He says in Philippians 2, do all things without murmuring and complaining. Remember, what's the word complain mean? If you break the word complain down, the word com, C-O-M, means to blame. To blame. The second part of the word complain, plain, means lot in life. So when you complain, you are blaming someone else for your lot in life. He says, do all things without murmuring and complaining. And watch this, that you may be found blameless and harmless, children of God, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you will shine as lights in this world. God's light is shining on you. It comes from the Father, because you are recognizing that all good gifts come from God. And no matter what work, no matter what environment you're working in, you can walk in the light and have a happy attitude and be glad you're there. Because listen to me, you don't only just take home a paycheck, you take your soul home every day. And if you're going home and complaining about everything and everything, you're bringing that mess right in your own home. Now, I don't know about you, but I know that's just good preaching right there. Maybe, you know. Yeah, you can do that. But that's how it is. You see, when you start to understand this stuff, it's going to change the way you do things. All right. Give me Psalms 103, verse 1 through 5 real quick. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. You know what bless means? Happy. Bless the Lord. You know what David is doing? He's blessing the Lord. Now pay attention to what I'm going to say. This is the Hebrew word H-I-K-A-R-A-T. Hikaret. Hikaret. Hatov. You know what it means? It means to recognize the good. This is what David was doing. David was recognizing the good in his life.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.